More and more leaders are discovering that they cannot depend solely upon reward and punishment, and that they must turn to other psychological tools for inspiring top performance. In fact, according to many studies, the carrot has very limited effectiveness, and too much reward weakens motivation. As one major league outfielder said, "I used to like playing baseball until I started getting paid for it." If people find internal reward in a task, that is, they enjoy doing it for the pleasure of the act, too much external reward, such as pay incentives for employees or candy bars for students, will weaken the internal motivation. Raymond J. Laudkowski of the University of Wisconsin warns against the dangers of diminishing the task by building in too many such carrots. "There is a danger," he says, "of turning students into reinforcement junkies who must always have something extra in order to learn." On the other hand, verbal commendation, serving notice to your students or employees that you see their work and care about its quality, has a much more powerful effect. When you praise good quality, you ensure the repetition of such effort. I have spent some time studying the techniques employed by a marketing company started less than 30 years ago and still owned by its two founders, Jay Van Andel and Rich DeVos. Last year, the company grossed over $1 billion. How has such an organization flourished so phenomenally in such a short time? There are obviously many secrets, but one of their most practiced principles, and one I see largely neglected in many less successful companies, is that they go to great lengths to celebrate the achievements of their dealers. One can scarcely do anything halfway right around the company without having it noticed and applauded. For instance, at the family reunions, weekend affairs held in large hotel ballrooms, 1,000 dealers will gather for pep talks, seminars, and lectures. But the most important thing going on at these gatherings is the lengthy recognition ceremonies. Many gifts are handed out, and the crowd gets to its feet and cheers literally dozens of times as people are brought across the stage and their achievements are announced. They are among the most clapping audiences I've ever addressed, and they seem to think it's important to spend time applauding each other. The owners consider it important to be present at such meetings often, and Rich DeVos says, "I have one of the finest jobs in the world because I get to spend half my time traveling around the country honoring other people."
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.